till it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here, and the American people's attention is focused on what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, and every day when you turn on your television set, you see the oil gushing there into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means that they're conditioning your mind, they're focusing our attention on this, and certainly it is a catastrophe. There's no question that they're fouling certainly the water of the Gulf of Mexico, and there's no question that certainly that some of the birds and aquatic life are being damaged, probably as much by the dispersant that they're putting there, which is a deadly substance, which, of course, there are much better things to use, but we're going to use, again, using something that's deadly, that's going to kill a lot of the wildlife there in the Gulf. And then, of course, we're concerned about how many people are going to have to be evacuated. Will there be martial law in that area? What's going to happen to the economy? And I'll tell you, the economy is going to be in real trouble. But, of course, they tell us how high the levels are, the toxic gases there, 50 miles offshore, as if somehow that's going to influence what's going to happen on onshore. And we are being played with. They're playing with our minds. Yes, there's a problem. They've created a problem. What you do not know is this was a very special well. It was a very deep well. It pierced the actual crust of the earth, and there is tremendous pressure there. Did they know there was going to be a problem? Well, obviously, some people do. Certainly, the fund, I think it's called Vulcan something, that President Obama is invested in. They sold all their BP stock, or most of it, before this happened, as did Goldman Sachs, as did Mr. Hayworth, the CEO of British Petroleum. You wonder why they were selling stock just before this happened. But be that as it may, the issue before us today is what is really going on in the world. And, of course, to understand what's really going on, you have to understand it's never going to be mentioned in the newspapers. There is a dual system in the world. There is a material world we live in. There is a mystical world. There's a subjective world we live in. There's the real spiritual world. There's a rational world we live in, but there's a real irrational world. There's a tangible world we live in, but there is an intangible world. And there are supernatural events that are taking place. And there really is prophecy that is unfolding today. And unless you understand the supernatural realm and the true nature of the war that's taking place today, the war between good and evil, your attention is going to be focused on what they want you to think about, an issue which they are intentionally mishandling for a specific purpose, and that is to get the cap-and-trade bill through legislation through. That is, of course, to stop offshore drilling for the United States. That is to run up the cost of electricity to levels where you're not going to be able to afford it. That is to move our industries offshore so you will be impoverished, so they can destroy the value of our currency, so they can destroy this nation. And they know exactly what they're doing, because Reverend Wright hated America, and Obama hates America, but the people who put him into power, which is the Trilateral Commission, hate America. Their loyalty is to an internationalist dream, the chance for a new world order. That's the title of the article that Henry Kissinger wrote in January of 2009, published in the New York Times. You should get it and read it. And he tells you out of the coming financial crisis is the chance for a new world order. And nations will have two choices. You either join the new world order, the new financial order, or you face chaos. And ladies and gentlemen, the world is moving into chaos. And with us this morning is Lynn Lizuli, an ordained minister, who's actually changed his thrust, his ministry, to being out there on the front lines, like the watchman on the well, on the wall, described in Nehemiah, trying to warn the people what's really coming. Good morning, Lynn. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Well, you go ahead and pick up the stories, because there are lots of things of a truly supernatural nature that are occurring, and the average individual has no idea about the supernatural element of the world we live in.
Well, I just want to comment on the oil spill. It's now day, I think, 70 or 71, and the federal government has now decided to accept foreign help. It's taken them 70 days to make up their minds on this. It was offered the first week during the spill. Meanwhile, millions of gallons continue to spill into the Gulf. It makes one wonder how deliberate all this is, because there's been news crossing my desk for weeks now talking about FEMA camps and the evacuation of millions of people, and it seems like that is going to become a reality. They're going to move out between 30 and 50 million people. I have no idea where all these people are going to go, but that seems to be on the docket. If they're saying that there's so much toxicity in the water that when the rain and the storms begin to pick this stuff up, it's going to create a very toxic environment inland. So one email that I received yesterday talked about 200 miles inland, this basically all of Florida, and then Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, just a 200-mile swath which goes into Texas and actually may go into Mexico. Now, whether that's just conspiracy stuff, I don't know. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. There is, and this gets back to the whole New World Order thing, there's one country basically that stands in the way of a New World Order, and that's the United States of America. And the reason it does that is because this country was founded, at least in some ways, and people will argue this because of the Masonic influence in the United States of America, but it was rooted in some ways in Judeo-Christian morals and ethics and faith. And based on that, you've got people who are now rising up all over the country and just saying basically they've had enough. No more taxes. The question is, will we get to November? Will we be able to vote? Will there be an October surprise or something beforehand which shuts everything down? You talk about conspiracies, but last weekend, this was on several major mainstream news media outlets, where Obama will be granted emergency powers to shut down the Internet for 4 months if he deems like a cyber attack or whatever excuse they want to use. I mean, that's it. You shut down the Internet for 4 months, and the communication that we enjoy now is over, basically. I mean, I get 3,000 to 4,000 people a day on my blog, and sometimes well over.
Hang on there, Lynn. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Network.
Seven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President. president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. We're certainly talking about all the material that's going out, focusing our attention on the danger of the Gulf, and certainly the very real prospect that there may be some dramatic changes between now and November. Of course, one of my concerns is that they are going to create a war with Iran. They're going to trump up some sort of a false flag of reason for doing it, and then there will be terrorist attacks in America. They may come from Iran. They may come from the agents planted here in the United States intentionally to create incidents so that they can justify increasing control over the lives of the American people. After all, after the attack on the Murrah building, why the government wanted to utilize that to dramatically increase the power of government over the lives of our people because of this terrorist threat. But was it a real terrorist threat? Well, Timothy McVeigh told his sister, David Hammer, who was with him in prison in Colorado, and Terry Nichols, that he was actually working for the government. And you can get the book, OK Bomb, written by Jim Keith, who died shortly after the book was written, as did his publisher, as did his wife. I guess maybe you're not supposed to get that sort of information. But you can get the book written by David Hammer, Secrets Worth Dying For. It's available up on the Internet. But you go right ahead, Lynn. Lynn?
Yep, my mute button again. Sorry about that, Chief. I believe that the New World Order is trying to basically break everything down to a two-class system, the elites and then everyone else underneath it, to look at this. To examine it more closely, just look at Mexico, and you can see the kind of system that they're trying to promulgate here, and they're doing a very good job of it. You say, who is they? Well, you know, I don't really know. There is a shadow government, I believe that. There are forces, both supernatural and others, who are aligned, who are deliberate Luciferians, who have aligned themselves and believe that this is the way to go. Look, prophecy tells us that in the latter days, in the end times, there'll be a one world government and one world religious system. The books that I've written, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and of course the Nephilim Trilogy, the Alien Interviews, and the one I'm working on now, Cosmic Chess Match, all deal with this, the idea that this prophecy was written down thousands of years ago, and it's there for us to look at today. Now, there may be, and you talk about this often, you know, Dr. Stan, there's, without understanding the supernatural, you don't have a clue as to really what's going on in the planet. And I would make the same case that there are useful idiots and pawns that are involved in this so-called Luciferian conspiracy, which, by the way, has been going on for thousands of years. But when we look at Mark's dark pages in history, for instance, the Inquisition, which killed millions of people all across Europe, when we look at the genocide done in the name of Christ, supposedly, done to the American Indians in this country, and of course the Incas and the Aztecs, and wiping out entire cultures, burning books, burning codexes. I mean, just crazy stuff, massacring thousands and tens of thousands of people. Look at the Holocaust, look at Pol Pot, look at the Soviet Union. 60 million people died in the gulags, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Move over to China, 65 to 70 million, and the repression still continues. Surely, this is the machinations, this is the fruit of a demented, evil being, which hates all of mankind and basically wants to enslave it. So the New World Order is alive and well. It's being, in my opinion, being pushed and fueled and prodded along by what is called the mystery of iniquity in Scripture. And this gives us sort of a spiritual, supernatural overview as to really what is the force behind what we see. So when we talk about oil spills and FEMA camps and the relocation of perhaps millions of people in the Gulf, you know, Dr. Stan, I received a phone call just on the Gulf going back to this again. I can't vet this information, so I'm not going to say that this is a true deal. I have no idea. But some people are saying, some sources that I have, and I can't vet this, which is why I don't necessarily believe it, but it wouldn't surprise me, are saying that this oil rig was not an accident, that the explosion was an act of sabotage. Now, that's the stuff that conspiracy theories are certainly made from. And again, I'm one researcher in California. I have no way to vet that story. It's interesting, and it may be exactly what happened. You know, you talk about the stock in BP being sold several weeks before. I mean, we've seen this kind of nonsense before. Those on the inside get out before things happen, and they make a killing out of it. Is this designed to break the back of the United States? I don't know. Certainly, if there's a war, moving over to the Middle East real quickly, if there is a war, I blogged about this yesterday, there are seven financial catastrophes that will happen if we do go to war with Iran. And most Americans, as we talked about yesterday on your show, Dr. Stan, are clueless to the fact that if we go to war with Iran, gasoline is going to go to $10 a gallon or higher, and life as we know it will change, especially if Iran detonates the so-called dirty nukes in this country. And here's the theory I have with this, Dr. Stern, real quickly. And I wrote about this in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, which is published in 2007. Here we are in 2010, and we're hearing this from three different sources, exactly what I have written about. One morning, Senator Clinton stood up, or Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stood up and announced that terrorists are trying to get weapons of mass destruction, i.e. dirty nukes, in the United States. Okay, you know, I've known about that for years. 2 days later, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, president of Iran, says, and whether this is just braggadocio or bravado or saber-rattling on his part, I have no way of knowing, but listen to what he says. He says, if Iran is attacked by either Israel or the United States, we, the Iranians, will detonate weapons of mass destruction already implanted in American cities. 2 weeks after that, a story broke, which was completely unrelated to the first 2 points with Clinton and Ahmadinejad that I said. And it basically was this, that a journalist believes that Osama bin Laden, that elusive boogeyman, has been hiding out in Iran since probably 2003 or 2002. It's a quid pro quo. Osama bin Laden is Sunni. Iran is basically Shia Muslim. There's been a rift there for the last 1,300 years. But the quid pro quo was this. Bin Laden went in and said, look, you give me sanctuary here. I can't go in Pakistan anymore. They're hot on my tail, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you control of the sleeper cells in the United States where weapons of mass destruction have been cached since the 90s. And the Iranians bought it. And so, you know, you start connecting those dots, and it becomes a very viable scenario, especially with the work of Paul Williams and his book Al-Qaeda, Brotherhood of Terror. It all jives, it all dovetails together. You know, the question is who's pulling whose chain, and we don't know all the answers to that. But if Iran is attacked on some level, life as we know it may change. Here's the other flip side of that scenario, Dr. Stan. What I have seen happen in the last several weeks has been alarming, specifically regarding prophecy. And I write about this, again, in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. If you don't have that book, lamarzulli.net, which is my website, you can get it there. It is really the playbook to what is going on in the Middle East right now. Turkey has long been looking to the West for favor, for acceptance, for leadership. And after this little sortie with Israel, actually even before that, it began to turn away from the West and look towards Iran. in my opinion, Dr. Stan, what we see now are the nations specifically listed in that Ezekiel 38 prophecy written 2,600 years ago. They seem to be lining up with great specificity, and Turkey are the former nations of Meshach, Tubal, and Togarma. Those three nations now have thrown their hat in with the Iranians and certainly Russia and Syria. A lot of saber-rattling, and this, of course, lines up in this loose confederacy. The prophecy is very specific. It's not something vague like Nostradamus, and it doesn't get the names wrong like Hitler and Hitler. It calls the names out with great specificity, hence Russia, Magog, Persia, Iran, Meshach, Tubal, and Togarma, the modern state of Turkey. Those nations are now in league, plus Libya. Then we've got the Isaiah 17 prophecy concerning Syria. All this to say, Dr. Stan, while there are the supernatural machinations behind the scenes that we don't see, we know from the Most High God that prophecy has been stated there thousands of years in advance for our benefit, for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. If you haven't read Ezekiel 38, you need to open up that chapter, dust it off in your Bibles this morning. I'd encourage you to do that, ladies and gentlemen, and look at that scripture, because you will see that this loose confederacy is, in fact, forming. The question is this: what event pushes the whole thing, pushes everyone into the fray? No one really wants war. Certainly they don't. But we know that there's a hook in Russia's jaw, and they attack Israel first. And we know that the Iranians know that Israel has a penchant for preemptive strikes. The Iranians are well aware of that. Question is, who will strike first? And the key player to watch here, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, is Russia. The key player to watch is Russia. If Russia decides that it's really going to throw all of its weight behind the Arab countries and the country of Iran, which is not Arab, but if Russia decides to enter the fray, we could be looking at the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and we know what happens there. You know, it's called out in advance 2,600 years prior to the event. So this is why it's so alarming that, yes, we see a lot of ridiculous stuff happening with the flotilla in Israel and saber-rattling on both parts and all this, and there's wrong on both parties. There's wrong actions on the Israelis. There's wrong actions on the side of the Arabs. So I'm not, like, you know, cheering everyone on here or cheering just for the Israelis. There's a lot of atrocities on both sides of the fence. But the bottom line is, Israel, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, has been regathered on the four corners of the earth and reestablished in its ancient boundaries, exactly what Ezekiel 37, that prophecy, again, great specificity, calls out in advance, a priori, what will happen in the latter days. And this is why I think and believe, when you start looking at the earthquakes, there was another one last night in Mexico, 6.5, a 7.2 last week in the Solomon Islands, and on it goes. Every week we get earthquakes all over the place, earth signs like the Iafallahuacl volcano going off, and now Katla. They're keeping their eye on that. If that goes off, that could darken the skies of Europe and perhaps put it into sort of like a nuclear winter where the sun, we wouldn't see the sun for months, perhaps, if Katla goes off, because that ash cloud would be 10 or 20 times greater than the Iafallahuacl volcano. We see the instability of the nations, the insolvency of the monetary system, the almost collapse of the euro now, which is sort of a good thing for us. It helps strengthen the dollar. But everything is very extremely tenuous, and when you throw the idea of some sort of a war in the Middle East, which could result in Straits of Hormuz closing, where 40 to 60% of the world's oil comes from, you're looking at a global meltdown, which is basically, in my opinion, precisely what the New World Order and the Luciferians and their agenda want. They want the enslavement of millions of people, and that's where it's headed at some point in time.
I think you're absolutely right. What was this other volcano that you were just mentioning, the one that could darken the skies of Europe? What is that volcano?
Well, the Iafallahuacl volcano was the one that erupted about 2 months ago and
nice
closed down
right.
The airports in northern Europe for about a week. About 100 million flights were, or 100 million people, I'm sorry, were displaced, and thousands of flights were canceled. Katla, K-A-T-L-A, is the so-called evil twin of Iafallahuacl, and they usually blow in tandem. At least historically, they've been known when the Iafallahuacl volcano blows, Katla usually isn't far behind. So the powers that be have been monitoring Katla. There's been seismic activity there in recent weeks. Ayapollah Hochul looks like it might be calming down, so it, the whole thing may blow over. On the other hand, it could be exactly the opposite. It could be the calm before the storm. And, of course, no one knows. But they know that traditionally Katla blows when Ayapollah Hochul goes. And Katla has not erupted in about 80 years. Like I said, usually if when it goes, the ash cloud, according to the historical records that we do have, and of course 80 years ago we have the records, is usually 10 times greater than the Ayapollah Hochul volcano. So these are just some earth changes that we're looking at. Switching back into the Gulf, you know, was it an act of sabotage, or is it something greater? Is it in fact that this whole area is geologically unstable, that these idiots drilled one of the deepest wells underwater of it that's ever been drilled before, thousands and thousands of feet below the surface, and they actually tapped into the some sort of a lava flow or whatever, and what we're seeing is literally a fissure in the earth. It's not the oil well. I've heard reports on this. Again, it's almost impossible to vet this stuff, that, yeah, that well is leaking, but there's now fissures in other parts of the Gulf where there are no drill rigs that are leaking methane gas and oil. You know, we don't know. We're being kept out. There's almost like a media blackout over the whole area. So it's just, you know, you start putting all these things together, Dr. Stan, and it would appear that we are in the last days.
We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Mazzoli here, the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, this morning, Lynn Marzulli, and a week from this Friday, we're going to have a two-hour program with a gentleman named John Christian Reiter. He's a writer for the Washington Times for Human Events. He is a great source of information. You'll want to listen to that program. It's our evening program from 8 to 10 Pacific, a week from Friday. Now, what you are not being told, and ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that your reality is what they want you to know. But there's one thing we can tell you about this oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, and that is it is known as a super deep well. It's different than other wells. They have drilled only one other similar well in the Gulf of Mexico. BP did that, got by with it fine. But the concept of super deep wells came from Russia. We actually, these are drilled in the Soviet Union. This is why Russia is the largest exporter of oil and of natural gas in the world today. You're not being told that, but they are, thanks to gifts from America, or loans from America, and from our banks and from our corporations, whatever, and drill the wells. They are super deep wells that go down 40,000-50,000 feet, and of course they tap into this into these great pools of oil that are down deep beneath the Earth's surface. We could do the same thing in America, but we're not allowed to do that sort of thing. But be that as it may, BP was allowed to do that in the Gulf. We know what happened in Russia. Five of their wells caught fire, and of course, there was no way to stop them other than the use of nuclear weapons. And they used nuclear weapons on all five of them. I won't tell you what happened. You'll have to listen to the program with John Christian Reiter to find out. But you hear people like Bill Clinton talking about using a nuclear weapon down there in the Gulf of Mexico to stop this. We hear stories, and you go up on the Internet, about the nuclear specialists that are being sent down to the Gulf to look at the well with the idea of using a nuclear weapon to stop what's going on there. Well, you're going to have to listen to that program a week from Friday, and you can hear it, of course, on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. But let's get back to our special guest this morning, our guest Lynn Marzulli. Now, if you have a question or comment out there in the listening audience, our number, as you know, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Lynn, I want you to go ahead and get your website out and tell people how to get your books. We carry the
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I certainly will. That is www.lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. If you go there, you'll see links to my blog. You'll have to look for that. It's on the left-hand side. And I blog 6 days a week. There's links to the radio show. Of course, we've got lots of books for sale. If you haven't gotten Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, I would highly recommend getting that because it really gives an overview of not only what's happening in the political arena, which is what we see happening here, but also it ties into the prophetic, which we've discussed a little bit, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and certainly discusses the supernatural. In other words, when Jesus talks about as it will be in the days of Noah, which is a very controversial passage, I would agree. But I just did four television shows on this with guest Tom Horn and Gary Stearman on Prophecy in the News. It was a roundtable discussion with the three of us. It was very fascinating, and we all agree that we are in the days of Noah, and which differentiates those days from any other is the presence of the fallen angels once again manifesting on the earth. All three of us were together in agreement that this is exactly what we're looking at, and it's manifesting on the planet now. So all that is in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, www.lamarzulli.net. Highly recommend that book.
I do as well. I think it's an excellent, excellent book. And then, of course, there's the Nephilim Trilogy. There's the Alien Interviews. I think that's very good. I carry that one. But you're working on another book as well. But Lynn's on the cutting edge of these things. And ladies and gentlemen, there really is a supernatural. UFOs are not imaginary. They're doing everything they can to confuse you about them, telling you they're coming from outer space or from some distant universe. No, they're manifestations. Most of them are manifestations of the supernatural dimension, where there really are demonic beings. And people don't want to talk about this other dimension, but it is real unless you recognize that there is a spiritual battle going on behind all the physical battles we see here on Earth. I mean, going to war with Iran at this time is the most nonsensical, foolish, impossible thing that could possibly happen. It doesn't make any sense. And why Iran, the leaders of Iran, would even contemplate a war with the United States with our tremendous military power, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that there is another plan behind everything going on today. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Lynn, who's certainly one of the best informed people on this subject I know, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And Lynn is certainly giving talks and becoming increasingly recognized as an expert in this field. And I'm so glad you're out there, Lynn, getting the word out.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I really appreciate you have me on your show so frequently. It's always a pleasure to be here and try to tell people and warn people. For instance, I'm going to start doing a series of seminars in Southern California, probably with about 200 miles from where I live. That'll be the furthest we'll go. But right now we're doing one in our backyard. We're planning it towards the end of July. Check my blog site for more on that, www.lamarzulli.wordpress.com. We don't have anything on it now, but we will soon, once we get the venue set up. It'll be a one-day seminar. I'm the only speaker. I will go for about 8 hours with a short lunch break, one three-hour session, a lunch break, and then we'll do another 3 to 4 hour session with a Q&A at the end. And the reason for this, Dr. Stan, is because I believe that the days are short. I don't know how much time we have left over. I realize that some people hearing that will say, oh, he's just an alarmist, and things have gone on the way they have been for thousands of years. That may be true, but I've never seen the situation, not only the supernatural, but the political, so tenuous, so charged the way it is right now. And all that to say that I call this particular church organization, and I don't want to start bagging on the churches, but, and I said, can I rent one of your rooms out, or the part of the church out for one day? When they said, oh no, we're so busy with all these activities this summer. And this is the problem. I say that not to bag on the church. I say that to basically shout a warning that so many people are asleep, and unfortunately the leaders that who should be sounding the warning are not. We are living literally in tenuous times. Prophecy is being set up right in front of us. The supernatural is manifesting on a daily basis. You say, well, what are you talking about, the supernatural? Well, if you look at the crop circle that just came out of England this week, it is absolutely astounding. This crop circle, Dr. Stan, has over 200 circles in it, making this image, which you can only see by the air. This begs the question, yes, there are hoaxers that do it, but many of these are literally the real thing. And again, there are people that stake out these areas with cameras, try to find out what is causing them. They have never seen, they've never seen a real one being made. And a real one has certain anomalies in it. The grain will have certain different properties, will have, let's say, higher different isotopes in it and higher ratios of radioactivity.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Able Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Network, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But there is a supernatural element. There is a supernatural battle taking place today. We are seeing prophecy fulfilled because the idea of America going to war with Iran is just totally ridiculous today. I mean, Iran certainly is not going to have a nuclear bomb for a long period of time, and if they did, so what? I mean, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. Russia has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. Are we going to go to war with all of them? Remember, we installed the Ayatollahs in Iran back in 1979. Never forget that. We overthrew their democratically elected government in 1953. We overthrew the Shah of Iran, who we'd installed in 1979. And the CIA even flew the Ayatollah Khomeini to Iran from France, where he'd been living, so we could install him there. And believe me, this whole thing about the hostage, someday I'll tell you the true story of the hostage crisis. I got it from the American ambassador to Cuba, to Iran at the time, William H. Sullivan. I spent a morning with him. But that's another story. But anyway, if you have a question for Lynn, go right ahead. But give us a call, 877-254-7524. We are living in the most dangerous but the most fascinating time in history. Fascinating only if you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because if you don't, why, you're going to have great difficulty getting through what lies ahead. Well, go ahead, Lynn.
Well, we were talking about the crop circle, and the real ones, the crop is sometimes, not all the time, but woven together, which is just impossible to do when you look at it. And again, these crops, some of these circles are so intricate and so amazing, and the ground will undulate. And there, some of these circles are, let's say, 300, 400, 600 feet. I mean, they're huge, absolutely huge. And the design is incredibly complex. And again, the terrain isn't this flat little grid. Sometimes the terrain undulates, which makes it very, very difficult at, 2 in the morning to get out there with strings, rope, and boards and try to create an image, which only you can see from the air. You don't see it from the ground. You've got to be in a plane or a helicopter to actually see the image. So the supernatural, these crop circles, Dr. Stan, have been manifesting for years. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday on your show. It's sort of the good hat of ufology, the good cop of ufology. You know, they sort of wow us. They look amazing. The designs are incredible, and there's also supernatural properties sometimes that are associated with the real ones. In other words, people will go into the crop circles, their cameras won't work, watches will stop, they'll have a feeling of euphoria. So, I mean, something is going on there. And typical with most researchers or most people who don't know anything about this, they scoff at it, look at it, joke about it, and it's sort of a vicious ignorance. Well, in this country, and I just did a seminar or a conference in Denver area, Wellington, Colorado. Hats off to everybody who came to that. It was just a great time, and I thought a lot of information that was given out. But in that neck of the woods, of course, cattle mutilations have continued for decades, and yet law enforcement has still never been able to bring any charges against anyone, to the best of my knowledge, about the cattle which is abducted, they drain the blood, certain organs are cut out with surgical precision. The animal is then dropped back onto the farmland, basically right under the rancher's nose, and who's ever doing it basically is saying that we do this with impunity. Excuse me. We come and go as we please. We take whatever we want, and you are powerless to do anything about it. And these things are happening, Dr. Stan, and when you start to look at the hundreds of UFO sightings that are happening on a monthly basis all over the world, something is going on. Some sort of a craft is moving, again, with impunity in our skies, not only in the United States, but all over the world. And yet there's a vicious ignorance, certainly among Christians, who won't discuss it, who shy away from it, who want to talk about anything else but. And look, we know, and let me just close this little diatribe with this scripture. We are told in 2 Thessalonians that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. I would rather err to the side of giving him the full benefit of the doubt and being embracing myself for the worst rather than turn the page and just say, oh, well, you know, who knows what that means. He's been preparing this thing, Dr. Stan, for thousands of years. He knows it's his last hurrah. He's pulling all the stops out. And I believe this will cause what we know from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 will become the great falling away, the apostasia, this great falling away of believers from the faith. It's a deliberate walking away, which, of course, begs the question, what event can happen that would change everyone's paradigm, everyone's worldview? And, of course, we've talked about this before, Dr. Stan, but I can't say it enough, because it's business as usual. This stuff is manifesting, and the church is still basically asleep. Although every now and then, like at these conferences that I speak at, you can see people are beginning to wake up. But it's all outside of the church because the church doesn't want to deal with it, unfortunately. You get a one-mile-wide craft over any city for any length of time, and you've got news crews looking at this thing. Everyone's worldview, everyone's paradigm is changed like that. I've talked to people who have seen this stuff up close and personal. They are not illusions. They are not delusional. They are not hypnotized or seeing hallucinations. This is not mind control. This is real nuts and bolts craft that is manifesting in the skies over countries of the world, and people are seeing them.
And, of course, the thing is that these things can visualize, and then suddenly they can disappear. This is the amazing thing. You can't do that. I mean, that isn't real, and yet, of course, many people testify to it. I know people who have actually seen the craft. My wife saw a craft, watched it for half an hour, and along with her husband, pardon me, with her dad. In fact, one of her dad's friends, a very highly placed government official in Canada, had actually seen one. He was afraid to tell anybody he had seen it because they'd think he was crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are real, but this is from the other dimension. Until you understand this, and yet if you're a Christian, you shouldn't have any difficulty believing this. After all, Christ was able to heal of the ill. He was able to bring people who were dead back to life. He himself was crucified and came back to life. He could walk on water. He could order the winds to cease. How could you possibly do that? Because he had supernatural power, and there is a supernatural realm out there. It's about time we begin to realize that we live in a material world, but there truly is a mystical world. Lynn, you got 30 seconds to wrap up the program.
Dr. Stan, we are living in tenuous times. I would definitely suggest, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go to my website, get a copy of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, www.lamarzulli.net.
God bless.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah.
by Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116. 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess funny was Lynn Marzulli. I hope you enjoyed it. We do carry his book on the alien interviews. What are the alien interviews? Well, they're interviews with PhDs and physicians and scientists who've actually interviewed people who have been abducted or had these other supernatural phenomena. A fascinating book. One interview with a gentleman, a podiatrist, who's removed some of these chips that have been implanted. And, I actually interviewed him, and he's a very certainly believable sort of individual. I know that there is this element out there. I think I've told you the spoon actually bent into a circle by a major general in the military who was with that division of the military that his job was to tap into the supernatural. But they're not going to talk about this. They're not supposed to talk about it. But when you hold in your hand this spoon and you try to bend it, and believe me, there's no way this was actually bent by a human being. But tapping into the international, the supernatural force there, of course, you can accomplish the terrible, wonderful things, but you don't want to, because you don't want to tap into that force, because you open yourself up to, of course, the truly demonic forces which are in the world today, and some people are well rewarded for it. They've sold their souls for rock and roll in the music industry, and they've done the same thing in politics and in banking. And if you doubt that this is real, you need to see the video we have. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. You will never look at the world through the same eyes again. And actually, this was actually produced by a friend of ours who was in the music industry and became demonically possessed, writing rock songs, but they became demonic, and suddenly he realized he was demonically possessed, and of course he became a minister and has done a wonderful job. They sold their souls for rock and roll. To understand what's going on today, we've got a couple of Alex Jones's new DVDs, The Invisible Empire, and his Police State 4. I recommend them both to you. He's done an excellent job with them. And then, of course, let me suggest my talk on the Financial Armageddon, a DVD, my talk on the Financial Tsunami. Both of them come with syllabuses if you want to get them. It's important you understand what's happening financially, but you must understand what is happening spiritually as well, because you cannot understand what's happening financially unless you understand the spiritual forces that have destroyed our economy and are going to destroy the very foundation of our currency, the foundation of this nation. They really are doing this. They're doing it intentionally, and you have to understand this whole idea of global warming is simply a scam. Why? To destroy this nation, to actually raise the cost of electricity, to transfer our jobs overseas, to transfer our wealth overseas, to impoverish the American people. We have a great new book. It's called Climate Gate. That's Climate Gate by Brian Sussman. You can hear my interview with him on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. Did it two nights ago. Brian Sussman, we recommend that interview, and we will have his book, Climate Gate, available here in about a week. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-